is Tuesday, February 7th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thank you for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month, and you may see a list of guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on the upcoming interviews and events button. It's on the right-hand side. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. We do have some archives for this program that are missing, but they are making attempts to get those replaced. So please be patient for those of you who are looking for specific programs. I've gotten some emails recently about them, and we are working on them. RBN is conducting a pledge drive to raise at least $100,000 in the next 6 months in order to expand their programming to a wider audience. I hope you will help in that effort. Individuals like you and I cannot one-on-one adequately share what we know. Therefore, let the many voices of RBN be your vehicle to teach those that you cannot reach. You can do this by contributing to the pledge drive and or by supporting RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website. Be a part of the solution and participate in the expansion of truth by making a donation today, and make sure to purchase some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. You can also support RBN by subscribing to the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. It's only $1.33 per month, but you can make your pledge for as much as you want to. Our guest today is Hans Krompa. He is a writer for the Radical Press and the translator of War Wolves of the Iron Cross, Swastika and Scimitar, Brothers in Arms. Welcome to the program, Hans.
Good day, Deanna. It's morning here.
Oh, well, the day's half gone, as far as I'm concerned.
You caught me still in bed.
Oh, you mean you didn't get up?
No, I'm just kidding.
What are we? We're 2 hours ahead. It's 10 o'clock there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I got up really early this morning and started working on my book project. I'm just getting it finalized so I can get it off to the publisher. But what have you been working on this past month since we talked?
I'm just writing rebuttals to certain people who have something derogatory to say about my greatest hero, Adolf Hitler.
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing. I was just compiling a list this morning of all of the things that people absolutely know that the government has lied about. And I keep adding and adding and adding. And, I mean, this list is getting very, very lengthy. They've lied about, the Civil War. They've lied about the USS Maine. They lied about the Lusitania. They lied about the regulation of the public airways in 1927. They lied about the 1929 crash. They lied about Roosevelt and all the communists that he let infiltrate the government. They lied about the 7 to 10 million missing Americans during the Dust Bowl era that was actually the American Holocaust. They lied about Pearl Harbor, which was a false flag, and on and on and on. And yet people in the so-called truth movement believe absolutely everything that the government says about Adolf Hitler. What's the deal here? Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Oh. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Today is Hans Krampe, and that's K-R-A-M-P-E, and he is a writer for the Radical Press, and we were just, going over some of the things that the government has lied to us about and added a couple more things during the break. And, it's kind of amazing when you look at all of the lies that the government has told us. Why would we believe them about anything?
Well, it's even more amazing when you regard the reactions one gets when one talks about National Socialism and Adolf Hitler, even from educated people, or especially from educated people who actually have studied intensively, the hate propaganda that passes itself off as history. And I have a friend who constantly kept asking me when I told him some facts about the 12 years of Adolf Hitler's governance. How do you know? How do you know? It wasn't on TV. And got really hostile, a very hostile response to the facts. I was just plainly trying to explain to him a few facts. Got constantly interrupted and constantly bombarded with accusatory questions that didn't want to be answered, kind of thing,
Right. Well, it kind of started back in around 1913 or even before, when the foundations, the tax-exempt foundations, really took over the educational process in this country, and they got together a bunch of students that were working towards their PhD in history, and they sponsored them to go over and become indoctrinated, just, you know, kind of like the Rhodes Scholarship Program. And then those people wrote the books, and they're the ones that formed the nucleus of the American Historical Association, which is basically the foundation that determines history. And so it isn't a matter of what's true or what's accurate. It's a matter of what a government decides is historical fact. And, you know, this happened with the Holocaust. It also happened with the Armenian Holocaust, or the Armenian massacre. The government just got together, you know, the U.S. government had meetings, and they decided, okay, this happened. Okay, this happened not because it actually happened and they had the historical facts, but because they figured it was a good idea. And
it was useful at the time.
Yeah, well, it was useful politically, yes, and it met a certain agenda, so that's what they did.
Well, you have something similar happening in Germany right now. The situation in Germany is absolutely catastrophic in terms of the future of the country. There is no more future. You have now members of the Green Party and the Social Democrats standing up in the parliament and priding themselves of being traitors to the nation. They actually rejoice that Poland has is occupying German territory now, that the Russians are occupying East Prussia. You had the former Foreign Affairs Minister Genscher during the administration of Mikhail Gorbachev reacting to Gorbachev's offer to sell East Prussia back to Germany. And Genscher would respond, "I wouldn't want it given to me. I couldn't care less about East Prussia." Now,
wow.
What do you say? What do you say? And then you have Angela Merkel, who is the Chancellor of Germany, which is something like, you know, Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
She is the daughter of an East German preacher and a Jewish mother. So she is Jewish. And she is completely committed to the interests of Israel. And,
of course.
And here she is, you know, giving away the wealth of the country that people, that the German people have worked for forever, to Israel for a song, you know, in terms of military supplies, in terms of money, in terms of U-boats, you know, the most modern U-boats, conventional U-boats in history. That the first two U-boats came with a price tag of $500 million. $500 million euros, and two of those she gave as a present to Israel,
wow.
which is involved in suppressing the Palestinians violently.
Well, you have Osama bin Laden. You have Barack Obama, whose mother is Jewish, reportedly Jewish, who is, well, so he's half Jewish, and he's giving a lot of things away to Israel also,
yeah.
Whether it's called bailouts to the banks. We have all this siphoning off of resources from the United States and from all countries. If you look at all the countries, you see a big siphoning, a big conduit that leads right over to the Middle East and right to Israel. I mean, look at all the money that was missing around 9/11. You know, it didn't just disappear. It's in Israel.
You know, Deanna, I think the biggest culprit in all of this, why people like Obama and the bankers, Bernanke and Blankfein and all these guys, ripping off trillions of dollars in a short period of time from the United States and get away with it, is the media. The media are the biggest criminals in all of this that I can think of, because they are making it possible. They are covering up the crimes. They are disinforming the public.
Right. Well, of course, the entire media is probably under the jurisdiction of five corporations, and those corporations are Jewish-controlled.
Yeah. You know, and even they are, you know, because the major shareholder of every transnational corporation is a banker, is a finance tycoon somewhere. And these guys are Jews. You know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Schiff, Baruch, whatever.
Right.
And the media are not talking about them. People don't know about these guys. Or
right.
They only have a very hazy idea about that they exist at all. But they
right.
don't know anything about their influence.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I was doing some research this morning, just looking over some chapters and whatnot. And early on, Rothschild was behind so very, very many investments. I mean, he's the one that loaned all of the money to the British government to buy the Suez Canal. And he is the one that loaned the money to Cecil Rhodes to invest in De Beers diamond conglomerate. And, you know, he invested in all of these other organizations, you know, ammunition, gun manufacturing things. And so you think, okay, let's see, he loaned it, or was it that the British government was investing it and they were just the front men? And it's really the Rothschilds that own the Suez Canal, that own De Beers, that own all this other stuff. And of course, you have the diamond mines and whatnot. And with every war, whether you're talking about the Boer War or World War I, World War II, it's always, always, always about the economy. It's always an economic war. It's always about plundering. It's always about taking over another country's resources. And the ideology that they use is you know, something they made up just to have a justification for going into another country and destroying it.
Yeah, vilifying.
So, yes.
As a strategy, you know, they vilified Saddam Hussein as a reason to go in there and completely plunder and destroy Iraq.
Right.
They did the same with the... Now, here you have a totally backward society that are practically living with one leg still in the Stone Ages, Afghanistan. And they go in there with what? Drones and depleted uranium and what have you, and completely make this country long-term uninhabitable because
right.
of radiation, polluting it with radiation. And the results we see already in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Yugoslavia, you know, wherever, and now in Libya as well. You know,
right.
It's nuclear war. That's what it is. When you use, you know, radioactive ammunition and destroy the environment and make it uninhabitable, that to me is just as big a crime as if you had exploded, you know, the biggest atomic bomb you have in your arsenal. It's...
You know, that's a very interesting concept. Somebody emailed a question yesterday asking when the Jews' World War III would erupt, when in fact it already did beginning in 1991, and it just hasn't ended. It has been basically going on since then.
Yeah.
All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Hey, welcome back. Our guest today is Hans Krompa, and we will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. And we were talking about the wars in the Middle East, and you mentioned Afghanistan, which, of course, had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with finding bin Laden, but it had to do with getting that poppy harvest going for the next year. That was something that the world elite wanted to, it's very profitable. They didn't want to lose that.
It's an agricultural problem, then.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Here are people gobbling it up as if it was candy, you know.
Yes.
The vast majority of, there's always an intelligent, well-informed minority, but with no access to the mainstream media and no access to the press. And they have then to come to programs like this one, hoping that there is a large audience to be reached.
Yes. I believe that more people are beginning to realize that something is terribly wrong. And yet... you know, we still have people that think that the alternative media, like Fox and the, you know, Fox channels on the radio, people actually still listen to those, and they think that that's alternative, when in fact, it's just the other side of the the so-called liberal media. The liberal and conservative dichotomy is just, you know, is false. It's absolutely false. But Lenin said that they would.
The party system.
Yes,
Yeah.
You have the
two departments of the same outfit.
Right. Exactly. The Zionist Jews control the right, and the Marxist Jews control the left. So basically, they control both sides of any kind of situation, so that they can control the outcome, so that they can get exactly what they want. So it's kind of sad. So you've been doing a lot of responding to these people. What kinds of things are they saying?
Well, various issues. I have written mainly about the period of the National Socialist time in Germany, and people, that are still locked in this mindset of, oh, the Nazis were bad and Hitler was a dictator and this kind of stuff. They come then and try to justify their attitude with bogus argumentation. And I rebut those, which is pretty easy once you know what the facts actually were.
Right.
And, right now there I respond to some articles that occasionally occur in Pravda or in RIA Novosti, or I respond to polls that try to justify the mass murder and massacres they committed in 1939 and before that, with historical. The polls seem to have a completely confused and unreal perception of their own history. So when you respond to them, you are practically forced to refresh your mind in terms of Polish history, so you have to do a lot of research, and sometimes I think it's not really worth it. I mean, this guy was an idiot. He didn't know what he was talking about. Should I even respond to him? But then I thought, well, maybe write a response, and then people see what your response is and compare it with what he said, and then make up their mind which is more credible, you know, and then that way develop their own opinion.
Okay. Right. So many people don't do any critical thinking. And I mentioned earlier about the foundations, and the Carnegie Foundation was supposed to dominate international education, and this started about 1900. So it isn't just a matter of the Americans being, indoctrinated and brainwashed about history. It's the whole world. And even if people live through a particular period, I mean, there are certainly Germans that come over to this country and say, oh, Hitler was a terrible man, Hitler did this, did that, and whatever. And those are the people that are promoted in the media. They're promoted on Amazon. They're promoted in the school system, I might add, and all over. But the people who are telling the truth are never going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. And we have to remember who owns the New York Times. And that bestseller list does not mean that a book has sold a certain quantity of books in order to get on the list. That list is designed to get you to read what they want you to believe. And so you're going to find people on that list who promote the story that they want to have promoted. And it's a big farce. But people think, oh, yes, I've got to get that book because it's on the list. And so they run out and buy it.
It's a five-star book. I got to have it.
Yes, amazing.
Little do they know that they are going to get their brainwashed reading it.
Yes, that's for sure. All righty, we do have to take a three-minute break and hear from our sponsors. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula, tested, tried, and true, and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Hans Krompe, and I have this little book. It's a very thin book. It's called Gun Control in Germany, 1928 to 1945. Now, right after World War One, they had the Weimar Republic. And it was during the Weimar Republic, which was basically a lot of Jewish folks who were running that, and that is during the time where they had all of these the cabarets and the moral values in the country kind of plummeted, and it was during that period of time, on April 12th, 1928, that they did the law on firearms and ammunition. And the National Socialists came to power in 1933, and Hitler, head of the government, and he got rid of the gun control law that the Weimar Republic could put in. And in 1938, they could buy all kinds of ammunition because there was a 1938 law, and. There's a picture in this book on page 5. It says, German civilians were ordered by American occupiers to turn in all of their weapons, including fencing swords, as held by, and then it shows all these people lined up. And this was in 1945. And the GIs, the American GIs, were absolutely amazed that German civilians owned so many firearms. And yet we consistently hear from so many people, even people in the truth movement, who haven't studied this issue, We hear that, oh, Hitler was terrible. He collected all the guns and nobody could own a gun. And I think that we attribute to Hitler, to Germany, to the National Socialist, all the things that, in fact, this country has done and is doing. I mean, including including concentration camps.
Project your own crimes upon your victims, and then add to it with fabrications to reinforce this in the mind of the public. Actually, the gun control, the gun laws in Germany were created during the Weimar Republic and then unchanged, taken over by Adolf Hitler's government. And everybody was allowed to own arms. Even Jews were allowed to own arms.
And they didn't have to register them.
Handguns had to be registered. Long barrel guns, I think, were not. They were not required to be registered. And everybody could buy the ammunition. And what was I going to say? Jews were able to bear arms, own arms, but they were not allowed to deal with in arms. That was the only difference between a German and a Jew in terms of arms.
Interesting.
And so everybody had, you know, handguns and rifles and what have you.
Right. And yet we find people who consistently say that they couldn't, they had gun control in Germany, and it's just not a fact. But yeah, People repeat these myths over and over, and pretty soon the repetition makes them a fact, apparently.
You know, whenever I look at the book that right in the first pages has the snide and a biased kind of style in describing the Third Reich. They talk about the Third Reich and, you know, the Nazis and Hitler got that, Hitler this and Hitler that. Well, that kind of patter indicates right away you have here a book ahead of you that is not worth reading. It is just propaganda regurgitated in a different way but with the same outcome.
Right. And, of course, the Muammar Gaddafi was doing the same kinds of things for the citizens of his country, and they've lied about him also, because if you have a leader who actually cares about his people and actually legislates in such a way that it benefits citizens, well, of course the bankers aren't going to like that.
You know, Diana, when I got the news, when it started in the news that NATO was, you know, when they were lining up to now get really down on Muammar Gaddafi and destroy Libya, and the UN then voted a no-fly zone, and even the Russians were approving or were not opposing the no-fly zone. You know, it was like somebody hit me in my stomach. Here is Muammar Gaddafi. I mean, the things he did to Libya and North Africa in general were so immense and such a great accomplishment, positive accomplishment for everyone.
Yes.
He made the desert bloom, for Christ's sake. He got the water out of the ground. They have water for the next 4,000 years there. Free education, free housing, free food. 50% will contribute to the cost of a car for every Libyan who wanted a car. Free land for farmers, free seeds, free livestock, even the farms built for them. All of that. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough democracy. Give me a break. What do you have in the United States? What is
you
free
have
1%, there?
1%. 1% who sucks the lifeblood out of the 99%.
Yeah.
And And then the things that they did to him, I mean, they sodomized him with a knife. I mean, just horrible, horrible things. That really is commentary on the people who captured him.
No, if I had been there with a rifle, I would have shot the whole bunch of them. You know, I would have mowed them down with not even God.
Yes. And you know, it's amazing that apparently Al-Qaeda, supposedly Al-Qaeda, is now running the country. You know, these are supposedly the...
In other words, the CIA.
Yeah. That's true. The CIA is now running the country.
And he gets some of the gold so he can, pay off France's shortcomings in terms of the writ of money that they owe to the thieves.
Yes. And, of course, the same thing happened in Iraq. I mean, they had gold. The country had gold, and Libya had gold. And where's that gold now? Well, it's in somebody's vault.
In Rothschild.
Yep.
Laughing all the way down to his vault, eh?
Yes. Yes.
And they are using that gold now to finance another war and then charge money for the war and get rich on it.
Yes.
Because they finance both sides of every conflict, no?
Yes, absolutely they do. Even in the First and Second Boer War. And that was also about the resources there. I mean, as soon as there was diamonds discovered in 1867, and then as soon as gold was discovered, well, Britain had to go to war. And it was Cecil Rhodes that persuaded them to go to war so that they could...
And who was Cecil Rhodes? The Jew.
Yeah, yeah. and then they annexed the two countries that were the most resource-rich, and yet they got the British commoners to fight the war. You know, it's always the commoners who die and bleed in these wars. The elite never do any of the fighting. They just plunder.
Yeah.
And it's same in every war. That's what war is about. It's about plundering.
And then you have these characters in government that are manipulated into influential positions to then order the army to go there and attack. And these guys have never been in a war themselves. They don't know they don't know any suffering. They have spent a lifetime in privileged circumstances, and here they are swinging their weight around as if they are the most moral people on earth.
Yes.
So what do you do? How do you deal with these people? You know?
Well, I think a lot of the military appointments are, of course, political appointments. These are people that will go along with the bankers, and anybody that's ever been serious and actually, for instance, Schmedley Butler, he caught on real quick that war is a racket, and he knew immediately. And of course, wrote the book about it. And but a lot of the military leaders now are in on it because they benefit. You know, they come home and use their war records to go on and become president, like Eisenhower did, like MacArthur wanted to do. But a lot of these people use those war records because, you know, war makes heroes of the most scandalous people.
Maybe. Smedley Butler shouldn't have mentioned that there was a record, because as soon as the maggots heard that word, war is a record, man, we got to get in there. They got their appetite whetted just by that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, he went into a military hospital, I believe somewhere in Pennsylvania, for a rest. Somebody said, oh, you need to take a rest, and you look, you know, you're exhausted, we need to get you into the hospital. He never left the hospital. And, of course, we know what they did to Patton. I mean, he was going to come home from Europe.
I just wanted to mention Patton, too. He didn't know that the war was a record at first, but the Second World War taught him. And by the end of it, he mentioned that we fought the wrong people.
Yes.
And even Churchill, that criminal bastard, he said at the end of the war, we killed the wrong pig.
Yes. It is amazing. Patton was actually going to come home and say, well, you know, Eisenhower stopped the troops from going further east and absolutely allowed the Soviets to come in and brutalize Germany. Absolutely brutalize Germany.
Let's rephrase that. To the Russians to come in and help the Americans to brutalize Germany, because all of them were brutalizing Germany.
You know what, you're right.
In the most gruesome fashion they could think of.
Yes.
You know, the Russians as well as the Americans.
Yes. You know, I was thinking of the Soviet rape of upwards of 50,000 people, 50,000 women, 50,000 females from 8 years old and up.
No, I mean, 5 million. They raped and tortured 5 million. 3.5 million died of it. And God only knows how many committed suicide afterwards.
Sure. You know, the figure I was using was from Berlin. But you're right, it was much more.
You know, there is this play on numbers. There are well-meaning revisionists who deplore the bombardment of Dresden, for example. And they say it was terrible. Here were all these refugees in Dresden, and it was called the Venice of the North. And then they come up with figures like 25,000 people were killed, 50,000 people were killed. Isn't that a gruesome kind of result of this bombing? Well, the statistics, you know, the authorities of Dresden registered that 12,000 apartment buildings were flattened. And they estimated that in each apartment building, there were living a minimum of 50 people. So figure it out, 12,000 times 50, that is 600,000 people. And that is only the people in the buildings. There were hundreds of thousands of people camping in the open air because there was no more accommodation available. These have evaporated. They don't even exist. And here you have revisionists talking about 50,000, 25,000. Are they trying to whitewash this crime, or what are they trying to do there? They didn't do a proper research. You know, they never really looked critically into the data available about the Dresden bombing. It was way worse than most people even. I bet you there are half of the United States population doesn't even know that Dresden existed or where it is or what.
Right. And I believe that during the whole time that the Jewish hospital in Berlin didn't have any damage to its building.
5,000 Jews lived in Berlin, and the hospital in Berlin, I forgot now the district of that town, was run by Jewish doctors with Jewish patients right through the war, right past the war, and when the Americans and the Russians entered, they were amazed to find all these Jews there, right smack in the middle of the lion's den, so to speak.
Right. And apparently they ate well during the war, and, you know, everything was fine.
Well, some of the people in the concentration camps ate better than the Germans outside the camp.
You know? Right. And, you know, we've all seen the bodies, and everybody always remembers the bodies. And so when you try and talk to people and say, oh, there was not a Holocaust, they say, oh, well, we've seen the bodies, and we know that there was. Well, those bodies were the result of diseases and overcrowdedness, and they were also a result of the bombing by the Allies that stopped all communication, that stopped food from getting to where it needed to go, just like the, and also the blockade. There was a blockade during World War I, a blockade during World War II, and it's the same kind of blockade that the Americans used against Iraq when 500,000 children died because they could not get the things that they needed. And yet, do we ever talk about that? When people talk about, oh, the Nazis, oh, those terrible people. But, hey, the Americans blockaded Iraq. And we're talking about 500,000 children. And what did Madeleine Albright say? She said, oh, well, we feel that it was worth it. Now, what if a German person were to say, oh, well, you know, it was worth it?
You know,
I'll have to break loose.
Yeah, okay. I will comment on that after the break.
All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back with our guest today, Hans Krompe. I had mentioned about what Madeleine Albright said. And we don't hear a lot about what this country has done. We don't hear about About the incarceration of the Germans in Germany, all the millions of Germans in Germany. We don't hear much about the incarceration of the Japanese in this country during the war and the confiscation of all of their property. But we do hear about what Germany supposedly did. But go ahead and comment.
Yeah, I have just finished for the second time reading Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, The Gulag Archipelago.
Uh-huh.
And in volume two of that book, he describes in every detail. That is what struck me most. In every detail, he describes what the Germans were later accused of, the transportation of prisoners in cattle cars, the camp, you know, the starvation, slave labor, working people to death. All that happened long before the Nazis, even before Hitler became Chancellor of Germany. All that happened long before that, on a massive scale. And at the same time, Americans were indoctrinated or, inundated with communist propaganda coming from the Soviet Union via Communist Party and Communist movements as information, false information, and Americans believed it and then sent over the so-called prominent journalists, writers, thinkers went over there, and then they were shown the case of Potemkin villages, you know, set up staged kind of scenarios that gave them the impression that everything was just as the communist propagandists were telling the Americans. And to me it looks as if then the Americans, the attitude of Americans towards the Soviet Union and communism took on a life of its own and elaborated on that. And a dichotomy developed where the communists were the good guys and the Nazis were the bad guys, and now we got to fight the Nazis because the poor communists are struggling for their lives in the Soviet Union and the Nazis try to destroy them. That to me, there is a connection between, you know, the October Revolution 1917 and what in Russia and what came afterwards, and the development of communism in America at the same time as a result of a completely dysfunctional, oppressive, and predatory capitalist system in America. People want to change for the better. And that is what made communism popular, because communism promised that change but never kept it.
Okay? Right. Well, I mean, Roosevelt allowed a whole bunch of people to staff his administration, communist, right out of Russia. Oh. Now, you mentioned about the camps that began before Hitler took power in 1933. We do have to go to a 1 minute top of the hour break. And I'd like to know more about that when we come back. And I know that that when they opened one of the camps, well, I think we've got to go to the break. Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute.